When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
First-rate egg in Holdridge, great people, full-service egg retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer, been around for 26 years in business.
Jeez.
Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 and ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Parker's doing everything he can right now to try to work through his combining schedule to try to be at the bird tomorrow. And so if it's possible, it's a lot. It's a little bit of a drive from Holdridge, but he thinks it's important to be here. So we're looking forward to it. But if he can't,
a little bit of a drive
like that. Well, right now, I mean, it's prime harvest is on. You guys started it 7 weeks ago. You said down by Beatrice,
right?
Down by Beatrice in late July that they were combining.
I don't think so, but that's okay. It's not a lie if you believe it.
There were photos.
It's not a lie. There's not a lie if you believe it.
There was photo evidence.
So anyway.
Yes.
First rate.
Not second rate.
We hope that you, the listener, are there in your car.
What's going on tomorrow? What's going on?
At Early Bird, Jamie Burrow will be there with us, the owner of Early Bird, the former Nebraska football player, early 2000s, will be in the building.
Signing autographs.
Late 90s and early 2000s.
Yes. Signing autographs.
If you're not there, you're missing out, and it's your
fault. I wonder if Joe will be there, because they won yesterday, so you might be in a good mood.
And maybe Joe Burrow
might catch a flight.
Joe, or Dan. It'd be nice to see Dan.
It'd be great to see Dan.
Yeah.
Jimmy. Great to talk to Jimmy.
But Jamie will be there for sure.
Yes.
And he'll be on the mic.
Yes, he will.
And he is a good talker.
Yes. Look forward to hearing
from him. Petrinka, will she be there?
Petrinka, where are you?
Check in. Mark yourself safe.
Petrinka, come.
Chris at the Baldwin shop. I'm calling you out. Please be there, Chris.
Yeah, that's it. The whole Baldwin shop should be
Brad,
there.
Brad, Chris.
If the Baldwin shop's not there, they're not toilet paper and stuff right now, not this time of year.
So.
Just some representation from the Baldwin show.
That'd be nice to have that. Yes.
Please, 6 to 8 a.m. tomorrow. All right, look around the Big Ten Conference. We mentioned a couple games. We already talked about Rutgers and Washington. We didn't talk about this game at all. Wisconsin goes to USC, and they lead by 11 at halftime, 21-10, and they didn't show up for the second half. USC wins 38-21, outscores Wisconsin 28-0. In the second half of that ball game.
I think that was a little bit of a hangover game.
USC.
USC played their tails off against Michigan.
They did.
They went to the Big House, and they're a couple tackles away from winning that game.
Yep.
And I think that game started at
is it an early game?
It's an early game. It's a
2:30 game.
But 12:30. Let's do the times there, Jake. Yes. Yeah, so 12:30 is very odd for L.A.
It is.
To be playing a game. That's an early game in L.A.
It's weird.
And so very, very weird.
Good call.
And so that because of that, I think they were kind of asleep at the wheel. And all of a sudden, when you watch the game, like, okay, never at a time I'm like going, USC is so much better. I mean, it's offensively was so much better. And then it just showed up.
Okay.
They couldn't add up.
Okay, here's what's going on in Wisconsin. There's a lot of ex-players coming out very critical of Fickell. In fact, Braylon Allen says he'll have a podcast that says some inside stuff that happened to him that was a problem. So it's happening at Wisconsin.
Oh, wow, that's not good.
It's happening at Wisconsin. What happened in Nebraska when they kind of changed the way they do things back, you know, when they fired Frank. What's happening at Wisconsin reminds me very much of what happened at Nebraska when when Peterson came aboard. Their new AD, Wisconsin's AD, came in and changed the way they do things. And it's not working right now with Fickell. Doesn't mean it won't work with Fickell. I would not count out Fickell.
I know this because I know him personally. I've actually worked with him. He's a great coach.
Luke Fickell.
But he is in a Fickell is in a pickle because of how Wisconsin does things. Wisconsin's always been known as the, I wouldn't say the word low, but it's like we have money, but we save our money. We do not spend ridiculous money on recruiting. We don't do this. Facilities, they're landlocked. They're average at best.
Just average.
I mean, below average. Yeah. I mean, their football floor is on the seventh floor. You have to go in, take an elevator up, and it's cramped. It's had a nice office. It overlooked the stadium, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And I loved coaching Wisconsin. Yeah, I loved it. But at the same time, I said, even when we were there, we were still Wisconsin. We still ran the football. And so that was still the
plan. Now they're spread out.
Don't forget. Yeah. I mean, I know there's a bye week in between, but Bama bye week USC is tough for Wisconsin.
It is.
But you don't see Wisconsin give up back-to-back weeks of 42 points and 38 points very often.
Luke Fickell.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it is a tough situation because right there, like I told you, there are some schools that take hits on the transfer portal. Stanford's not getting guys transferring in. They can't take them. Like that. I mean, they can't send them. Wisconsin's the same way. It's very difficult to get into Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so they're always going to be like, oh, not so fast there on letting everybody in.
Keep whipping. Keep whipping.
Okay, other scores in the Big Ten from this weekend. Michigan tried to blow it against Minnesota. They did not. Minnesota loses 27-24 at the Big House. Mm-hmm. That was Big Noon kickoff. Indiana, for the first time since 1957, Indiana is 5-0. They beat Maryland 42-28. And Google me, Kurt Cignetti is
there's something remarkable about that. I think it may have all been in the first half. I'm not sure. Indiana turned it over three times in the first half.
I believe you're right, Bill.
And they were still tied, I believe. They should have gotten beat by 21 points. I don't know what the total numbers were on turnovers, Jake. If Maryland gave it back to him.
You're right, though. Three turnovers in the first, two picks and a fumble by Indiana in the first half.
I mean, that's remarkable. And they still think the score was like tied at halftime.
It was a story.
It was Indiana was up 14-7 at half.
Well, Indiana led. Up 14-7 and turned over three times.
Right.
Google means a big story right now, but I'm just going to say this. They haven't played anybody. That was the best team they've played, Maryland. And that's not exactly. So we'll see on Google.
They're putting up points every game. They're scoring every game.
Oh, I know. They're all the rage. I get all that. I'll believe it when I see it, kind of.
Who does Google me have this week?
Indiana.
Do
plays.
Not me, Jake.
Indiana could get bowl eligible.
Keith Mann can't do that now with ketchup all over himself. You're going to get...
Keith, you spilled ketchup all over yourself.
Indiana should get to bowl eligible this Saturday with the win at Northwestern.
Wow.
They're 13.5-point favorites.
What a schedule, though. What a schedule. I mean, what a schedule they've had.
It's been very easy for them.
When it first popped up, though, you wouldn't have said that. You just said going to UCLA is going to be a tough...
Yeah.
If you were sitting here at Nebraska and, hey, we got to go to UCLA game two, you'd have been like, there'd have been concern.
Tough.
There'd have been concern.
Not now, though.
Yeah. Other games in the Big Ten, Ohio State beats Michigan State 38-7. Not much to talk about there. No. It's a blowout. No. Penn State beats Illinois 21-7.
Flexed at the end big time, Penn State. Major flex at the end.
God, there was something that still sometimes haunts you in football. First and one at the one for Illinois. First and one at the one.
Was that first? Second quarter?
I think it was second quarter.
Second quarter.
And late in the second quarter. Late. And the bottom line was they're probably going to score. But they're in shotgun. That always concerns me down there. They snap the ball over his head. Oh. They lose like 10, 12 yards. Then they get a penalty. They do this. They were at the one. They're at the 30. They jumped off sides on the field goal attempt. Then they missed the field goal.
Yep.
So they could, at worst, that game was going to go in at 14-14 at half. That would have given them the lead 14-7.
Yep.
And the game, the way it played out, probably goes down to the last couple minutes in that game.
Yeah, 100.
James Franklin, oh my.
Pressure.
He was the pressure.
And
you could see the pressure
on Franklin's face.
And all of a sudden, it's 14-7. My opinion is, this wasn't one where it's just like the pressure of this game. There was pressure of that game. There's no doubt that Brett could have got it done against him. But the pressure, in my mind, he's sitting there going like, I've got Ohio State coming. I've got these guys coming. And we're struggling.
It's like, how are we going to beat these other teams down the road?
You know,
because
what?
Illinois is not someone that they play and they just say like, oh man, they're just, no. I think the concern was twofold. The concern in the game and the concern about the future of his team and where they are.
I just don't, they're Penn State. Just still not very explosive. Although those two running backs are picking up steam. And they, again, flex at the end. Aller threw a bad interception late on fourth down. Just threw it. He didn't see the defender, clearly. But anyway, keep going.
Well, in that game, you mentioned the running backs. Katron Allen, 18 carries, 102. Nicholas Singleton, 16 carries, 94 yards.
Those are their dudes.
They both had a touchdown.
Those are their dudes. And I think they're both pretty highly recruited. They're dudes. Yep. Yeah.
The other game, the last one we did not mention is Oregon beats UCLA 34-13 on the road. And that's your
pretty much in control. Level. It was at halftime, it was over.
Score at halftime was, 28-10.
Dylan Gabriel's dealing, but I don't put him in that same category as the three Heisman Trophy leaders that we mentioned. Ashton Junty, Travis Hunter, and the Milrow, the quarterback. I don't put Dylan Gabriel in that category.
I agree. Well, but he'll have his chance against Ohio State on national TV.
Good point.
UCLA at home failed to get to 200 yards of offense.
They're really
172,
poor.
11 first downs in the game. They're
anemic.
Garbers is not very good.
Would you say that Purdue and UCLA are kind of in a race for the bottom, or is Purdue clearly the worst?
I'm going to probably go Purdue. I would go Purdue, but it would be a whale of a game.
Okay.
Yeah, race
for the bottom. Play each other this year? Let me check. Do they play each other this
year?
They do? They
Penn State plays UCLA this year.
Sadly, UCLA does not play Purdue this season. Let's see that game, though.
UCLA, will they win a game? The rest of the way.
They're 1-3. They play at Penn State this week. That's a loss.
Ooh, that's a big loss.
Then they will host Minnesota. I guess that's
never know one.
Never know. No, it's a loss.
Then they're across the country at Rutgers. That's a loss.
Big L.
Then they're at Nebraska. Probably a loss.
L. Probably a loss.
Then they host Iowa.
Loss.
Ooh.
They're at Washington.
Ooh.
Loss.
They host USC. So
loss.
And then they're hosting Fresno State.
Loss.
They might go 1-11, 2-10, 1-11 probably for UCLA.
It's rough. And Purdue's in that same category, like the 2-10, 1-11
and
category.
And UCLA sitting at the same boat as far as he can't get into school.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So they say, hey, let's just go out and let's reload this roster. Let's go get 42 new guys. Not so fast. UCLA's like, no. First of all, like I said, when you hear this word, you get exemptions sometimes, which means, okay, I get a couple of exemptions, get them in. When they come to school, there's no place for them to go to school, and then they have exemptions. What class are they getting? What are they taking? What are they doing?
Bill, in the SEC, is there anybody besides Vandy that's the way it is? Hard to get into school.
And I don't even know if Vandy is as difficult as some of those schools.
Okay.
I don't even know, but Vandy probably is. That'd be it.
Listen, the SEC is the best conference, isn't it? I mean, what you see at the top with Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, not in that order, by the way. What would you say right now? Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee? Or would you say Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia?
I might go Tennessee, Georgia. Okay. I might go, but still it'd be hard to push back on Georgia. You're not pushing back.
Ole Miss is up there. I mean,
they lost at home.
I know. Yeah. They would have been up there. That's a strange loss to Kentucky. Kentucky must have a real defense, because what did it do?
They held Georgia to 13. What?
13. Held Georgia to 13, then held Ole Miss to
17.
Good God, they must play defense.
But got smoked by South Carolina, though, which is odd. 31-6.
Everything went
wrong.
It's one of those games. It's kind of a bury the ball game. Just let it go.
Think about a defense, though, that holds Georgia to 13 and Ole Miss to 17.
You're forgetting Texas, by the way, in the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good God.
Where are they standing?
Only one team, number two or three right now?
Well, they were one last week. I mean, now they're
I do like that the voting's a little bit better now.
where someone says, okay, who has the best win? Well, Alabama has the best win.
They do.
So make them one.
They are one.
They are one.
Yeah, Sankey. This is what Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. That's why Sankey walks around like a peacock, like peacocking around the world. I mean,
SEC is going to get a minimum. They're going to get four in. And the question is, do they get five or six in?
He's just peacock strutting all the time, and that's why, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's
do that dance first, would you?
I'm not doing the peacock.
Show us that walk.
I'll maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
At early bird, you can do the peacock.
I might walk in.
I told Jake
like a peacock.
I told Jake. I said, I was struggling. The app was not working at my house.
Which app?
The peacock. So I missed some stuff. So Jake had to walk me through some things like that.
Good job, Jake.
I'm not very good at technology either.
Raph was the one who texted me, and Raph texted me. He goes, what just happened? And I said, I don't know. I'm trying to get it on TV.
Where was Laura?
What's that? She was a junk stock.
That was the real problem.
No, it wasn't Laura. Actually, it just wasn't. I was doing it all right. So finally, I got it to work. There was nothing I did different.
Where was Layton?
What's that?
Kansas City.
Layton is Kansas City, jacking around.
Running Keywood.
But yeah, Bill told me in the morning he was concerned because Laura was not there to help him. Like,
that's a concern.
It's a concern. Yeah, it's a concern like that. But Raph let me. Raph got a hold of me.
Where'd he go, Raph?
And then Jake confirmed. He goes, hey, on our first punt, he said that our gunner was 5 yards deep in the end zone. The ball rolled into the end zone. He said, like, what happened? And that's why I said, I go, I don't know what happened. I'm trying to get it.
Had it pinned deep.
Should have had it to 1 yard line.
5 yards in the end zone. That's for tomorrow. It's time to play the game show, though.
Oh, Jesus. Show's almost over.
It is.
Thank you for texting, Raph. Raph keeps me up to speed.
Give us a call right now at 464-568. If I have a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Because Bill won Seinfeld trivia on Friday. You guys avoided the winless week yesterday.
Oh, God, you would be good at Seinfeld trivia.
Yes, it was good. Good luck, Bill. Went well.
We had someone. We had a Googler. Pootie.
Yeah, he said Pootie instead of Putty.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Pootie.
Today's topic is NFL running backs. What teams do these guys play for?
Current that will not be good for me. 70s, I'd love to see it.
Well, you got a 1-32 shot.
At least we can guess. You know your NFL running back. Please call us.
Look who's here.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple, brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down. Sip and Bill and trivia. NFL running backs are topic today, not of the 70s, not of the 80s, but of current day. Which I know bumps you guys
out. So are you giving us the name and we have to pick the team?
I'll give you the name. You tell me what teams. You got 32 options.
Yeah, we should be okay on this.
I don't follow the NFL.
But you can name teams, so.
I can guess. Titans.
James, James, how do you feel about NFL running backs today?
Oh, I think okay.
Feels okay.
Okay, all James. Right.
James, come on now.
James, we'll see you at Early Bird tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, 6 o'clock.
Absolutely. Okay.
James, you seriously got to be there?
Absolutely. No. Just to see me Simple do the peacock.
Don't let James down.
I'm a peacock.
Take that, Sluka.
Yeah. Take that, Sluka. All right. Bill, lifeline for one question, as always. First question.
I'll have a TV crew and everything.
Oh, all right. Great.
I like that. Okay, James, first question. What team does Josh Jacobs play for?
Oh, I got that.
I knew it was the Raiders, but I don't know about now.
Now I don't know.
It's just going to tell you.
I'm going to take New York Giants.
He's not with the Giants.
I knew he was with the Raiders, but I don't know who he's with now.
So you're going to pass?
I got a pretty good idea. Let me write it down. But we're not guessing. Pass.
You're passing?
Pass.
Be the Green Bay Packers.
Packers. Had it.
Packers.
Had it. Should have went with it.
Okay. No.
Got to be aggressive, Bill.
Sip first question, 0-0 tie. What team does Chuba Hubbard play for? Former Oklahoma State running back. What NFL team?
I know where he went initially.
I got to guess. If you don't have it. Has he left
Browns.
He's not on the Cleveland Browns. James, do you want that or not?
God dang it.
No.
That would
it's
be,
not a minus.
What were you going to guess there, Bill?
say it out loud. Go ahead and say it.
Come on, just...
No, I'm not saying
the answer was the Panthers.
Ooh, didn't know that. Carolina. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know either. The Browns.
Did he go to the Browns initially?
No, he was with the Panthers the whole time.
And really?
Starting right, starting
oh, the
right
old
now.
Georgia running back went to the Browns.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
Oh, that's where I was off.
Oh, yeah. We were Nick off. Chubb, John Gallagher. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we got
off. All right, James.
That's where we got
so far zeros.
James for the lead. What team does
the Packers.
What team does Ramondre Stevenson play for?
Are you sure he plays in the NFL?
Yeah, he's a starting running back.
Is this CFL also?
He's a starting running back.
It's an Arena League team.
He was probably top 10 in rushing yards last year.
We need what?
Yeah, Ramondre. Top 10.
Say his name again, Ramondre?
Ramondre Stevenson.
Okay.
Starting NFL running back. What team, James?
Let's go with the...
Five.
Redskins.
Redskins. Commanders, no.
Redskins. James. I don't know.
Are we passing?
I don't know this.
He'd be the running back for the New England Patriots.
This is really embarrassing.
It is
right
not
now.
Great.
Let's get one, Bill. Come on.
Yeah. All right, for the win, Bill.
It's a sports show.
Bill is in play. What team does Brian Robinson Jr. start for at running back?
He starts for him.
He had 100 plus yards and a touchdown yesterday for this team.
Boy, I see him too. Oh, I can Brian, actually see him.
Right, I can too. I think we saw him play for the.
Say
I
it.
Saw him.
5 seconds.
Brian Robinson yesterday.
Think deep. Five?
No, I don't got this.
Make your guess.
You got 32 options here. Five.
Yeah, Chargers.
Chargers. James, do you want to steal that or go with the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker.
We didn't get any right.
Washington Commanders.
We didn't get any right.
He's had a good season.
No one did.
Sports.
I think he has 3 touchdowns through 4 games.
But if you had bet 1978, we would have got them all.
All right.
We would have got them all.
All right.
We literally would have got them all.
This will go to you guys.
God dang it.
James will go over under your answer. You guys can clap right here. Emmitt Smith has the most all-time rushing yards in the NFL with 18,355 yards in his career. How many running backs have rushed for 10,000-plus yards in NFL history? He's first at 18,000 plus. How many have 10,000 plus?
Give me a number, Steve. Give me a number.
Is it a billion?
Is it a billion? I like it. Go with it.
18.
Okay. Over, under, 18.
You know
James.
We're close. You can tell when Jake
you
gives
can.
It away.
Good.
If you know if you're close.
Yeah, you can read Jake.
Over.
Over 18?
Over. Brilliant.
31 running backs have over 10,000 yards. The 31st running back is Ricky Williams at 10,006 yards in his career. So, James, congrats. We got your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today. Low score.
That's awesome. I want to wish my son, Brogan, a happy 14th birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Brogan.
Brogan,
will he be at the bird tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. 6 a.m.
Nice. Kids are welcome.
We'll make sure that's
kid
that
friendly.
Sip does the peacock dance the way.
Not the dance, just the strut.
The strut? Okay.
That's not a dance.
Well, see you tomorrow, James. Thanks. Nice win.
Why didn't I say Packers? Could have won it. I had it.
I know.
Ah.
I did not expect to go 0-4.
No, that's embarrassing.
I'm just going to say that out loud, but that's okay.
It's embarrassing when we don't
get
any
right. I watched a total last night of about, I don't know, yesterday, the whole day, maybe 40 plays of NFL.
Oh, that's
about it.
Yeah.
Sip was talking about the Jets.
I watched a little bit of the end of the Jets, and I watched a little bit of the Sunday night game. That was it.
The Jets were immensely disappointing on offense.
Oh, God. They looked terrible. Now, that was a bad weather game, but they still were bad.
Missed the field goal.
Yeah, then I just thought down the stretch, those two plays where Rodgers threw to guys that weren't looking for the ball was a terrible look for an NFL team. Terrible.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. It's a bad look
Broncos
for their offense.
Broncos win at New York 10-9 yesterday.
Big win for Raf.
Big win for Raf. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices,
plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.